At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This episode is coming out mad late. It's literally Sunday morning and I'm recording this episode. It is going to come out Sunday. We are currently at the end of the Find Your Voice Academy retreat, and I had all intents of doing this show before the retreat, but the warfare for me leading up to this has been, it's been a lot literally every day for the past week or two, like every day from every which way something has happened. Something has gone wrong. Like, it's just been a lot for me personally. So I've been in like problem solving mode for the last 2 weeks. So I couldn't even get on here to be all inspirational and all of that. I needed to solve problems and to make sure that this experience is everything that God wants it to be. And this experience is truly transformative for all the attendees who come into the retreat, especially with it being online. And I feel so good right now because I feel like it has been. Like, if y'all are following Anchored Media on Instagram, if you're not, you should be, anchored.media, or following me, Tatum Tamia, on Instagram, you've seen like the behind the scenes and everybody's getting these big yellow boxes and you've seen the testimonies and the virtual photo shoots and it looks bomb. But it didn't feel that good leading up to it. I remember even, and I talk about this in my vlog, so if you're not subscribe to my YouTube channel, you should be. I'm going to be putting out a vlog about this whole experience. And I was talking about on the vlog this morning how the Wednesday before the retreat, we started on Thursday, I was in full breakdown mode once again for like the third time at that point. And the enemy just kept saying, you need to give up. Don't even go through with it. You might as well give up. This is going to be the one that fails. This is going to be the one that ruins the reputation. You think that Anchor Media is so great and y'all, everybody thinks it's so great and talks about this retreat. This one is going to fail. You might as well just give up. And I was sitting there just in tears because for a second I started to believe it because I've been holding my breath up until that point and just solving problems. And even though we were praying and fasting, it just seemed like nothing was going right. And in that moment, the enemy really wanted to make me quit, but I had to remind him and myself that this has to go well because it's God. It will go well because it's God. It might fail if it was Tatum, but because it's God, it will work out. And so I had to just put my utmost confidence and faith in him and just roll with that, because giving up is not an option. Quitting is never an option. And so, that's what I told myself. And then when you see the vlog, I was so scared the morning of the first day. But now being at the end of it, it was exactly what it was supposed to be. All the attendees had an amazing experience. Last night, we had a whole Holy Spirit wreck the room type situation, even though we were online. And it's funny because that's exactly what happens at the retreats in real life. So the fact that he still wrecked us that way online, I'm just in awe. I'm just so in awe of God. But even on top of that, like the quality of event, like just looking, taking myself out of it that I'm the host or whatever, just looking at it and seeing everyone still interacting with each other. The software that we're using is fire. And just seeing how it all played out, I'm just so grateful. I'm so, so, so grateful. And this is another one of those things I'm going to personally add to God's track record. Because I even think about when I first decided to do the retreat, I decided that we was going to do a 4-day event where people learn about podcasts and they get their microphone for the podcast. They record their first episode. We do photo shoots so they have brand photos for the podcast. We do video shoots so that they have a promo video for the podcast. I wanted to pack all of this stuff into one event. And so when it came to doing the logistics of it, it was very, very hard. Like, where am I going to find a space that allows us to have an event all day long, all day from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. without spending $1 billion? Like, where, how was I going to do that? And it was similar feelings. I had similar feelings that I had about this back then, and God just came through, and that the event has been amazing ever since. So then here we are taking it online. Those feelings just resurfaced. Like, how am I going to do this? Like, God, you keep giving me these big things. I don't know anybody else that has done an online event to this caliber. If you even, I think Jasmine, one of our speakers, posted yesterday, she was like, I'm not going to any other online events if it's not done like Anchor Media, because I can't unsee what just happened. And so for me, that's the vision that I had in my head, the level that we were going to execute. But I was scared because I ain't know, doing virtual photo shoots, like what? So just to be at the end of the weekend, it's an exhale moment for me. I'm so in awe. Yesterday after I left the office to go back home, I sat in the car and cried for a little bit. I couldn't even drive. I was like, Holy Spirit, I need you to come up in here and take me home, because I don't even know how I'm about to drive. I just bawled my eyes out because I heard God say, well done. And for me, that's what I look for. I don't care. Like, I appreciate the testimonials. Like, we are marketers, so we're going to make sure we get the content we need to get. But for me personally, when I am now confident, or I'm able to just breathe, is when I hear God say that he approves of what we were able to do. So to be sitting there and hear God say, well done, was everything that I needed. So now I can breathe easy. I'm excited for all the podcasts that we've worked with over the last few days. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for the way that God just keeps taking me and my business from glory to glory. So that's how I feel. That's why the episode coming out late. This is going to be a two-parter. So you're going to get an episode today on Sunday, and then I'm going to go ahead and schedule the second one to go out tomorrow, Monday. So you're going to have them back to back, or whatever Drake said. But yeah, for you guys, though, who are interested in podcasting and are interested in working with myself and the team and coming to the next Find Your Voice Academy retreat, it's actually going to be happening in July 2021. It is in person. Prayerfully, COVID will not still be running rampant. If it is, I pray that from you guys seeing everything that we've done with this retreat, that you're confident that whether it's in person or virtual, it's still an amazing experience. But applications are still open. I will put the link in the show notes. You can go to anchormedia.com and you will get a replay from the open house that we did to learn all the details about what goes into the weekend and what's included and all of that good stuff. And then you'll get the link to the application. We're reviewing applications every few days. Once we approve or deny the application, we'll let you know. It's first come, first serve. Right now, we're almost halfway sold out. So definitely sign up for the replay of the open house and apply as soon as possible, because this event has sold out every time we've had it. The first one sold out in a couple of days. The second one, in a couple of days. The second one, maybe like a week after that. This last one sold out in less than a day. So definitely take advantage of that, because we go in when it comes to the retreats. So that's it for the church announcements. Today's episode, I want to talk about performance versus obedience. In last week's episode, I read the room. I read my target audience, I read myself, and realized that a lot of us have these type A personalities, and our personality traits are truly keeping us overwhelmed, is keeping us from the things that God wants us to see, and it's keeping us from having peace and living the way that he wants to live. So I broke all of that down. But one of the things that I said in that episode is there's a difference between performance and obedience. And I didn't elaborate in it then, but I do want to elaborate in that now. So when we look at the definition of the word performance, performance is defined as an act of staging or presenting a play, concert, or other form of entertainment. For my type A people, I'm gonna get to us in a second. Let me just stick with this definition. So performance is defined again as an act of staging or presenting a play, concert, or other form of entertainment. Isaiah 29:13 in the Message version says, "The master said, 'These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their hearts are in it because they act like they're worshiping me, but don't mean it. I'm going to step in and shock them awake, astonish them, stand them on their ears. The wise ones who had it all figured out will be exposed as fools. The smart people who thought they knew everything will turn out to know nothing.'" This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business. So whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders during this record-setting holiday season, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send. Then, once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail and up to 62% off of UPS shipping rates. If you've been following us on social media, then you've seen the big yellow box that we sent out to all of our attendees for our retreat. I actually used Stamps.com to get those sent out to everybody, and it made it convenient because my assistant, who was doing all of the shipping, I was able to just put the company card on file. She had the printing label. She could just print it out right from her computer and then schedule a pickup for them to go out to everybody. It was much easier than going to the post office and writing every label and all of that. So don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Just sign up for Stamps.com. There's no risk. With my promo code BLESSED, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLESSED. That's Stamps.com. Enter BLESS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's get back to the show. And I wanted to talk about performance for a bit because it's important that we don't get to a place where we're so comfortable with the scriptures that we have memorized, or we're so comfortable with talking about God, where we get into the performance space as opposed to staying positioned to be able to truly hear from the Holy Spirit in real time. I had a dream recently, and I know that God is calling me to high places, and he's made me a leader. You know, he's blessed me with this amazing platform, and I'm naturally an observer. So I'm not the person that, despite having this podcast, in real life, I really be chilling. I'm not a super talkative person. I don't ever try to be the center of attention. It makes me super uncomfortable. I'm introverted. I can turn it on for business because it's my job. But when I'm just in real life, I'm laid back in the back of the room talking to whoever's closest to me, and that's it. And so as I observe things, I would pray and I'll be like, God, what's up? It seems like once people get on, something changes. Like I just started to see just even people that I once placed on a pedestal and I looked up to so much, I'm like, God, what's going on? Now things seem very performative. Even like when you look on social media and stuff like that, it's about the best post and the deepest quote and all of this stuff. Like what? I'm like, God, what's up with this? And I had a dream recently where it was so interesting. And I'm not going to give the whole dream, but a part of the dream was I was walking through. It was like this event space. Well, it was two dreams. They were very similar. So one part in one of the dreams where I was walking through this event space and I saw someone who's very popular, and it was like this whole production being put on. And it was weird. It was like they were marching around. It was very like, it was weird. It was really, really weird. And then I had another dream where similar concept, people who were very popular, and it was this packed out room. I was in like this community center and I was being taken, I was walking to these different rooms. And one of the rooms I walked into was a kitchen. And so me and the person who's really popular was, they were in there. It was her and somebody else. They were in there like making chicken. So preparing chicken for the event. And I was looking at them. They were seasoning the chicken up and I was talking to them, but they were like not really paying me no mind or wasn't interested in what I had to say. So I was like, oh, well, shoot, I ain't about to sit here talking to y'all then. So I just kind of hung out. And, so then the two people were seasoning the chicken. So then they started eating it raw. Like, see, they put so, listen. So they put, if you think of like one of those big seasoning containers that you get from like Costco or something, you got one side that has the smaller holes and then one side that's big where you could like dump a lot out. So they had the big side open, was dumping all of this seasoning on this chicken. And I'm sitting there looking like, I was like, dang. Y'all ain't worried about hypertension? Like, and that's literally what I said. I was like, y'all not worried about hypertension? Like, that's a lot. And they didn't say anything. They kept, because I told y'all they wasn't really fooling with me for whatever reason, but they kept pouring all of this seasoning on this chicken. And I'm looking like, that is about to be nasty. And so then they start eating the chicken raw. Nobody cooked it. It wasn't fried, baked, air fried. None of that. They ain't take it to the sun, try to cook it, that like nothing. That joint was raw. And they were crushing this raw chicken. And I was like, this is disgusting. I don't know what y'all doing about. Like, I rolled out. It was nasty. So then I go to the event that I guess they were preparing for. Now, I didn't know that that's where I was at. I was in like a community center and I was walking into these different rooms. So one of the rooms that I walked into was the event. And the event, I remember it being packed as far as bodies, but the bodies were just like not lifeless, like they were alive, but it was very stale. It was no power or anything. It was very dark, very stale. It was just a lot of people gathered, but nothing really happening. Like, it was stale. And so a lot of other stuff happened in that dream, but for the sake of what I'm willing to share, when I woke up, I was like, God, what's up? I don't want to be dreaming about nobody. What's up with this? And so he just began to show me just there's a lot of performance and everything just isn't what it seems. That's what the whole seasoning aspect was. Why was so much seasoning being put on and they ate it that way because it wasn't cooked. It wasn't anything to it. It was just all of this stuff was being put on to present it well. And that's why even at the event, it was a lot of bodies in there, but it wasn't no power. It wasn't no transformation. Holy Spirit wasn't there at all. And so he just began to, I believe he was also showing me and letting me know, don't become like this. You know what I mean? Because I don't think that anybody who gets into performance meant to do that. I'm not going to say anybody, but I do believe most people don't intend to end up that way. And that's most of what we're going to be talking about in today's episode, how to make sure that we don't unintentionally end up being performance based or performative when it comes to our faith. But he just began to show me just how performative a lot of people in high places who say things in his name are, and how their hearts are far from him, like the scripture says. And it even made me think about how when I first got saved, and this is one of the ways a lot of us slip into performance. When I first got saved, one thing that kept me from truly living the life is I felt like when I gave my life to God, I was presented with this Christian handbook of a list of rigid rules that I had to follow in order to be approved by God. And it kept me from really living that life because instead of giving God my heart and allowing him to change me, I looked at it as I had to put on this mask and wear this uniform in order to be approved. And for a lot of us, especially those of us who are millennials and Generation Z and things of that nature, that's what kept a lot of us from the church. That's what kept us from our grandmother's churches and things like that, because it was a lot of rules that a lot of times was man-made and not even in the Bible in the first place. But that's what kept us from it. That Christian handbook, that mask that we felt like we had to put on, it kept us from God and it kept us from the church. But then what I've started to realize is that how we slip into performance is once we finally do give our hearts to God and we finally do start living for Him, we begin to perpetuate those same toxic behaviors that kept us from Him. Like, people ask me, I get messages all the time and people are like, what do you think about this? Or it might be something, I don't know, it might be a post or something. And they're like, well, what do you think about this? Like, I don't think that this is God and da da da. And I'm like, first of all, what I think about stuff really don't matter. I'm not God. So my opinion is really not that deep. But then on top of that, I think it's just an example of how once we feel like we've arrived, so to speak, or we've gotten into a certain place with God, because now we're finally living a righteous lifestyle, we start to turn our nose up at things. And I believe that it's important for us to understand, especially you guys who are listening to this show, because I tell you guys all the time, I look at you as powerhouses. I look at you as people who are building meaningful things in the kingdom, no matter what stage of that you're in. And it's important as powerhouses that we are self-regulating so that we don't fall into performance. So we're not looking at people that God has called us to help and judging them by the things that they're doing, or judging them because they posted something, or we're looking at this like, oh, that's not God. And then we become the judge and the jury. And like I said, perpetuating those same toxic behaviors that kept us from the church. And I don't believe it's intentional at all, like I said before, but we do have to be mindful. We do have to be mindful as leaders, how we're treating the people that God is sending us in whatever state that they're in. And I want to go over a few things that keep us into performance, because like I said, I don't want any of us unintentionally falling into this. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. The election just passed. This has been a very stressful time for many. And even though a lot of us got the result we were looking for, our problems really don't end here. There's still a pandemic going on. We're coming up on the holiday season. And this is a time where a lot of people experience seasonal depression and things of that nature. BetterHelp helps you with that. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. So for me, with my busy schedule, it's hard to research therapists, to make appointments. I'm still not comfortable going to meet with in-person counselors. So I personally need something that is convenient, that fits my schedule, and that's safe. And with BetterHelp, it's perfect because they connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient. You now can get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is also available worldwide. So wherever you find yourself on the globe, they are available for you. You can schedule secure phone or video sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything you share is completely confidential. You can even start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today, you guys? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. This episode is brought to you by Honey. The holidays are coming up, Black Friday is coming up, and a lot of us are spending a lot of time online shopping. That's where today's sponsor, Honey, comes in. It's the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and automatically applies the best one available at checkout. Honey is basically your online shopping best friend that finds you ways to save money. Here's how it works. You get Honey on your computer for free in two easy clicks by going to joinhoney.com/blessed. Then when you're checking out on one of its over 30,000 supported sites, Honey pops up and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons for that site. And if they find a working card, boom, they add it to your account. And there you go. You save the money. I personally am super hype about Honey because I'm always spending money online. I have it on my computer and my husband has me on this stupid online spending freeze. So I haven't been able to use it just yet, but I'm really excited about saving a lot of money this year on online shopping for the holidays.
It's simple. If you have a computer, Honey should be on it. It's free. It works with whatever browser that you use. And you can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/blessed. That's joinhoney.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show.
I even think about as I'm talking, I think about David. Like God said that David was a man after his own heart. What if somebody would have found out, right? Let's say this is social media age, right? Let's say somebody took a picture of David and Bathsheba and it go viral. And David is this leader. He's this mighty man, this man after God's heart. And everybody spreading tea about, oh, David don't know God. He's a false prophet, da 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 da, judging him by his mistake. Because when you go into performance, you get into a space where you feel like you know everything and you're self-righteous. Even going back to Isaiah 29, it says these people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their hearts aren't in it. It says that they act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. He said, I'm going to step in and shock them awake, astonish them, stand on their ears. The wise ones who had it all figured out will be exposed as fools. And the smart people who think they knew everything will turn out to know nothing. And I think of part of not showing it, not drifting into this category that's being spoken about right here, is for us to understand our own performative behaviors so that we are truly Holy Spirit led. We are truly have a heart of humility, and we are truly being like Christ. A couple of things real quick that get us into performance. One of the ways that people slip into performance is not practicing stillness. He says to be still and know that I'm God. And us as type A people, because if you even look at performance definition, right? Another definition of performance is the action or process of carrying out or accomplishing a task, function, or action. Synonyms for performance mean achievement or accomplishment. So we established last week that people with type A personalities, we value achievements and accomplishments. So, but if we're not careful, and if we're not careful about falling into these things that get us into performance that I'm going to list out, our achieving nature is going to make us slip outside of the will of God and slip into that category of being performers, as opposed to being in the category of being positioned to be used by God. Our performative nature takes us away from being in position. It takes us out of obedience, and it puts us into the category of performance, and performance is not of God. And again, I can't stress enough, I don't think this is intentional. Like, I'm not talking about this for us to be down on ourselves or to try to pinpoint any flaws in anybody else. But I'm talking about this because self-awareness is very, very important when you're doing the things of God, and keeping your flesh in check is important. And in order to keep your flesh in check, you got to know what's going on. And that's where self-awareness comes in. And in order for us to be obedient, we got to understand the difference between a performance and obedience. Obedience, we first have to understand that you don't have to perform for God's love. We talked about that last week, that God's love is not something that has prerequisites to it that you need to check off in order for you to receive it. But the next level, the purpose, the business, the achieve, whatever it is that you're striving towards, there is a contingency on the promised land, and that's obedience. But the performance isn't going to get you into the promised land. The obedience is. So it's very, very important that we understand the difference between performance and obedience, so we keep ourselves positioned for the promised land. So let's identify real quick just some things that get us into performance, because I want to bring these things up and highlight them to you so that you can make sure that you don't unintentionally slip away from the place that God wants you to be in. So the first thing was by not practicing stillness, we slip into performance. And what I mean by that is, as type A people, we always got something to do. We done planned every little detail about every single thing. We know exactly where we want to go. We're working and we're grinding to make it happen. And we get so busy to where we're getting ahead of God. And we get so busy and we make our lives so noisy that we're not positioned in a way to where Holy Spirit can intervene and course correct as necessary. Our to-do list is so packed, our schedule is so precise that we're not leaving any room for God to be present. So as a overachieving person, you have to make sure that you're setting aside time to be still, whether it's the morning, the night, midday, whatever it is for you, you have to practice stillness. You have to not get ahead of God. Because again, that's going to take you into performance and take you out of obedience. In order to obey, you have to hear. In a little bit, I'm going to talk about Abraham. And in two instances, God said, Abraham, and Abraham's answer was, I'm listening. So if God is saying Tatum, if God is saying whoever, insert your name here, are you saying I'm listening? Or did you miss it because your schedule was so packed? Because your type A got you so busy performing that you're out of position and now being disobedient? Another thing that gets us into performance is we stop doing the things that we did before the prayer was answered. It's so funny how we're in this posture, right? When you're really believing in God for something, we get into this posture where it's like, I'm warring for this thing. I'm in my prayer closet for this thing. I got scriptures all over the place on my forehead, my kid's forehead, the kitchen sink, the TV, the mirror, all of these places, the car door. The scriptures is everywhere. The back of your phone, you got alerts popping up. They're everywhere because you are believing in God for this thing. And then when you get it, how quickly you forget the one that gave it to you. How quickly you forget the one who gave it to you and how you felt as you were waiting for the promise. And that's a huge, and that's why I tell you guys all the time to check God's track record. Don't just check it when you're feeling frustrated, but check it every day to remind yourself of the God that got you out of the things that he got you out of so that you can understand that you still need him. We never stop needing God. Never. But a lot of times our comfortability takes us into performance and gets us out of position. So all of that praying, all of that fasting that you did when you were waiting for God to answer your prayer of being a full-time entrepreneur, when you were waiting for God to release you to start your podcast, when you were waiting for God to bless you with that child, when you were waiting for God to give you that husband, all of those things that you did to be in faith, decorating the nursery before you even got pregnant in faith, wearing a band or something with a cross on your ring finger because you were believing in God to be a wife, that your husband was going to replace that with a ring. All of these things that you did in faith, keep those things up. Because if you stop doing it, then you'll start to say, you don't want to get into a place. Let me make sure I say it right. You don't want to get to a place where your actions are saying, okay, God, I got it from here. Because that's where pride is going to get in. That's where performance is going to get in. And that's when you're going to get out of position. It's so easy to slip from obedience to performance. And that's why we're going over these things, because I want to highlight this to you guys so that you can make sure that you're constantly walking on one accord with the Lord. Another thing that gets us into performance is allowing the praises of people to get into your head and your heart. I say it all the time. If you live by the applause, you will die by the boos. I appreciate the reposts of the podcast. I appreciate the reviews. I appreciate the emails and the social media posts and all of these things about how this podcast and the things that we do have impacted your life. But I'm going to tell you right now, none of that stuff moves me. It's nice, but it does not move me. I'm listening for heaven's applause. Like I told y'all earlier, when it came to this event, like the testimonials are great. I'm happy that people are having a good time, but my ear is up because I'm like, God, are you proud? Did I do you justice? Is this what you wanted? Because if I put my confidence, my value, or even my emotions into what people say or the praises and the great things that they post, that means the second they turn away, that's going to stop how I maneuver and how I go about things. And whether y'all wasn't reviewing, wasn't posting, wasn't saying anything, or if you were out there bashing me and this podcast completely, I need to still make sure that I'm obeying what God calls me to do, whether it was received well or not. We talk about Jeremiah a lot. Jeremiah was not received well, but he was obedient. And God was, and he was successful in God's eyes because he was obedient to what God called him to do and say, despite how it was received. He was upset about it. He was annoyed, I would say, by the fact that he had to keep telling these people stuff and they didn't want to hear it. The fact that he was persecuted so hard by being obedient to God, but he was obedient anyway. And so a lot of you guys may find yourself in this comparison game where you're looking at people online or you're putting value in yourself based off of how many likes something may get or what your numbers look like when you launch and all of that. No. The one you need to be making sure is liking and approving what you're doing is the Lord. Now, if you're in business and you're not getting the conversion and things like that that you want to see, then it's time to make some business decisions and look at your business processes and fix that. But don't put your value in that. Don't put if you're going to continue to obey God in that. If God calls you to be a mouthpiece and to do it on a podcast, you need to do it whether it's zero people, whether it's one person, whether it's 100 million people listening. You need to be just as obedient.
This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Y'all know I love Skillshare. They're an online community with thousands of classes where you could literally learn how to do anything or refine any skill that you already have. And I know for me personally, because of COVID, I haven't been hiring photographers and makeup artists and things as much as I usually would. So as we're putting out new products, it's important for me and my team to learn how to do a lot of things ourselves. One of my favorite classes on Skillshare right now is called DIY Product Photography, Style and Shoot Creative Steals. So we have an awesome product coming out that I'll tell you guys about very, very soon, but we're going to need content. And classes like that really allow us to make sure that even though we're doing it ourselves, it's still of excellent quality and we're doing the best job that we can. Members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects and feedback from a community of millions. And with new live classes, you can experience real-time inspiration with popular teachers along with other members. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/BBU. And the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium Membership. Receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be one of the first 1,000, you guys, to sign up at Skillshare.com/BBU. Let's get back to the show.
Whether you're in an event where it's one person or an event where it's thousands of people, are you going to obey God? And don't despise small beginnings. A lot of you guys who listen to this are just starting out. You're getting your footing. You're launching new things. You're having events. You're figuring out how things work. You need to do things right now with the level of precision, with the level of, and when I say precision, type A's. I'm not talking about your works. I'm talking about the precision as far as your listening ear and obedience to the details that Holy Spirit is having you doing. That's what I'm talking about, because I got to be clear with us, because we're going to be like, well, see, Tatum, I got no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being precise in your obedience. So wherever you are on your journey with your business, make sure that you're operating with that level of precision as far as the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and the details that he has you doing things now, because that is the quality that's going to be transferable to whatever the next level is he has for you. Wherever God has Anchor Media go next, the reason why we were able to take a 4-day event that's in person online, despite all of the warfare that went into that, the reason why we were able to successfully do it is the same reason I was able to do a breakfast about business with 6 people a few years ago. By just listening to the Holy Spirit, letting him tell me the details of what I needed to do and executing it while still having an ear to heaven to see where I need to course correct, how I need to change anything, and just being sensitive to what he has me doing. It's the same thing. The levels in which that's applied may change, but the structure and the foundation is the same. So never get to a place where you're allowing what you see or your perspective of success via the numbers and the applause and all of that to get into your head, into your heart. You need to only be listening to the Holy Spirit. a lot of things that get us into performance is feeling spiritually inadequate for what God has called you to do. I'm gonna say that again, feeling spiritually inadequate for what God has called you to do. I felt that way very much so when it came to me changing over the podcast. And I tell y'all all the time, I was like, God, why do you have me talking about you on a podcast? I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. Nobody in the church has released me to do whatever. I felt inadequate to come on here and talk about him. Like, I'm not a theologian. I didn't go to seminary school. I just read and comprehend. Like, and that's it. And I pray and I fast and I do what you tell me to do. I felt like that wasn't enough because it didn't fit that Christian uniform that I was used to seeing so much. I thought that I had to look a certain way and talk a certain way and fluctuate my voice a certain way because that's how the most spiritually mature people do it. But I didn't have to do any of that. I just had to be obedient to what God was telling me to do. And that's it. And be okay that he called me to do it, me in my inadequacies to do it, because it's because I am unqualified that makes him get the glory. But I was so self-centered and focused on how I would look or how I wasn't I that I didn't see it as an opportunity to glorify him. And so I believe a lot of us, and thankfully I didn't get into performance because I was like, look, if I'm gonna do it, then God, I gotta do it myself. I'm not trying to be nobody else. I don't want to create a brand that I gotta morph into some other person in order to keep up. But a lot of people do. You change who you are because you don't see that you're qualified to be or do who God is calling you to be or what he is calling you to do. And that makes you slip into performance. That makes you change the very unique things that he wants to use for his glory. That makes you come on the mic all proper and pronouncing your E's and R's are perfectly and putting on this voice that's not even really you because you think it's better received, as opposed to just coming on here, laying back and letting the Holy Spirit use you. Neck rolls, DMV accent and all. So you guys, I do not want you to get into that place where your insecurities are making you perform, because getting outside of the will of God comes from one compromise at a time. Disobedience comes from one compromise at a time. And you compromising in that way is the start of it. So be confident in yourself because of him. So the next thing that gets us into performance is being intimidated by those you admire in faith or business. Being intimidated gets you into performance because this just is a compliment to the last one, is you feel like you gotta change or prove yourself or prove that you belong where it is that God is taking you, as opposed to just accepting that he made your name great and you can go ahead and enjoy that. I had another dream. This was like months ago, though. And I was getting ready to board this private flight with someone I know in real life and who's very, very successful. And it was a bunch of people with her who were her people. They didn't know me. And so I had my stuff. I was ready to go. We were about to get on the flight. And they were like, who is this? What? Who is this? What's she here for? And they was looking at me like they were trying to figure me out. So then, I can't remember, did she tell them who I was? No, that was me, because this is a lesson in this. So they were looking at me like, well, who is she? Why is she here? So then I got offended and I was like, hey, hold on. And I started explaining myself, like, no, I do this, da 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 da. My name is such and such. Nice to meet you, right? And after they found out who I was and what I did and the success or whatever that I had, they started treating me different. And they were like, oh, well, come on, did it. And it was interesting. So when I woke up, I was like, God, what's up? Because I'm just trying to sleep. Like, what's up? So he was like, it was a lesson that he just continues to give me. Like, I'm going to make your name great. Don't go anywhere thinking that you got to explain yourself. And don't be don't feel like you got to show and prove to anybody. Just go and just be. I'll do all the work. I'll make sure that your name is great. I'm going to put your name in the mouth of people in high places. Don't go in there feeling intimidated or feeling little to the point where you feel like you got to explain who you are and poke your chest out. Just go be. Walk with a subtle confidence that I've already made a seat at the table for you. You just got to go and sit in it. That's all. That's all. And so I believe we respond to intimidation in one or two ways. So in that dream in particular, I felt intimidated because I already felt like, whoa, I'm about to fly private with this person. Like, how did I get here? They're so important. Like, they got all of these things that's happening because I'm looking at it. My interpretation, of course, is based off of what I know. And all I know is what's happening right now. I'm like, yo, how am I on this private flight with this person? They got all of this stuff going on. Like, I'm not at that level. And so I responded to the intimidation by trying to prove myself, so to speak. Like, it was just something that made me feel like I had to be like, no, I belong here. When I really didn't feel like I belonged there. That was my personal response to it. You may respond to it by shrinking totally, by being like, well, I'm not getting on the plane at all because I don't deserve to be here, and just running away from it. We all respond to it in different ways. But we have to understand that responding to it puts us into performance. So I responded in that dream in performance. Because I had to perform to be like, oh, I belong here. Oh, I do this. I do that. I don't need to do that. I just need to be. Because it's God who makes my name great. I don't got to tell them how great I am. That's not my job. So in that dream, I responded in performance. And it was God letting me know, this is how you don't need to act when I take you to these places. I need you to walk in there with the confidence in me. Like I said, walking in there knowing that I made the seat at the table for you and you just have to sit in it and that's it. Because as I said, performance causes you to compromise. So my performance in that instance could have led to me feeling like, now I got to do this to further show and prove that I'm somebody. So now my ego, and now I'm doing all of this to feed my ego, which is taking me out of position. When I need to just remain still and remain in a position to where I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit so that I can continue to be obedient. Because that's where pride comes in. That's when God now got to take it all away from you because you're mismanaging it. So don't allow being intimidated by those who you admire in faith or business to cause you to fall into performance. And the last thing that gets us into performance, you guys, is being a hearer of the word and not a doer. You can be obedient to God's word when you know and understand what it is. You can pass a test when you have read and comprehended what it is that you study. But a lot of us, we scripture clip ourselves to death of these little one verse out of a whole book. And we take that to try to memorize it, or we take bits and pieces of other scriptures or whatever and just memorize those to where you can say these scriptures. We all know it's a ton of popular scriptures we all know by heart, but can you be a doer of the word? Is it so deep in your heart to where you can live that out? And if the word isn't deep in your heart to where you can live that out, you're going to be performance based. Because what else are you acting from? You know what I mean? What are you rooted in if it's not the word of God to the point where you can live it? So we are not to be hearers of the word. We are to be doers of the word as well. So make sure that you're not just regurgitating scriptures that you've heard so many times, but you are truly understanding context, that you're understanding the people involved, the lessons there, how it correlates to the big picture, all of the details, that you're studying it and all of the nuances so that you can internalize it and know then how to apply it to whatever it is that you're doing. That's what keeps you in obedience. If not, you're just going to perform by just basically spewing out scriptures, but you're not living it. So for the sake of time, I'm going to wrap this up right here. And we'll continue on with this next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Again, if you guys want to learn more about Anchor Media and the Find Your Voice Academy retreat, Applications are now open. Click the link in the show notes or go to anchormedia.com to get the replay and the application. And I'll see you guys really in a couple days, because this episode's coming out Sunday and the next one's coming out tomorrow. But I will see you guys tomorrow.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.